B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Masks coming back to school for some kids and a scary fall at the Barnstable Fair. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you're one of many people pissed off because Kanye's Donda album hasn't dropped yet, you can blame Jay-Z.
Leroy has your sports.
And find out what new policy has some athletes thinking about ending their career.
But first, Boston Mayor Kim Janey announced that Boston Public School students will continue to wear masks when the school year begins in the fall. Now, she made the announcement the same day that Governor Baker said that he has no plans to bring back a mask mandate statewide. I don't know if you saw the video, but scary moment at the Barnstable Fair as an acrobat fell about 20 feet from the Wheel of Destiny yesterday.
Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital for serious non-life-threatening injuries with his father saying that he had 3 cracked ribs and a punctured lung. I'm surprised he didn't have worse. It was terrible.
It was like the... how could I describe it? The Wheel of Destiny. Almost like that paperclip thing with 2 hoops, kind of like 2 loops at the end, and he was inside one of them. And he just slipped. Yeah, he slipped, and as the thing was coming around, he bounced off the other end before hitting the ground. You know, his dad was the he was calling it as his son.
Because
his dad was the announcer. It's a family thing.
That is too much for me.
Yeah.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, it is Friday. It is a big music release day. First up, Lil Nas X dropped his single, Industry Baby.
You and me, girl.
Ooh, that's a little different for him.
Okay, you better stop.
Please be my lady.
Yeah, my boy got range.
This song is the ish.
He has a naked jail.
Let me get to it. So the single is called Industry Baby, which with Jack Harlow. Kanye West actually is one of the co-producers of the song. But it is the video, like Romero just said, that everyone is talking about. Lil Nas X warned us of this video. He said it's not safe for work, just so you know. It spoofs his lawsuit with Nike over his Satan shoes, and it shows Lil Nas X in jail wearing a bright pink jail suit and naked backup dancers in a naked shower scene.
Leroy.
And, what?
Don't even, no. Keep it moving.
No, the next time like we do a video promoting like a big contest on the radio station, like a social media video.
No.
I have an idea.
No. No, you don't.
Please.
No. Great. Me, you, and producer Aaron.
No. Nah.
In prison.
No. No.
No clothes.
With the pink jumpsuits, and then you just kind of whip them off.
Yep. I'll be in the front. Don't worry.
Whatever.
You and Eric could be in the back.
And if you are a Kanye West fan, you probably noticed that at midnight, Donda had not been released. And as of this second, it still hasn't. I'm sure it's going to come out at some point in the next few hours, maybe. He did have a listening party last night where Kim and all of their kids were in attendance. The features on Donda include Pop Smoke, Travis Scott, Pusha T, Lil Baby, and the one that everyone is talking about, Jay-Z, which we found out he just recorded his verse for the untitled track, which seems to be the last song on the album, yesterday at 4 o'clock, which is probably why there's a little bit of a delay right now on the album.
Better be a good ass verse.
But here's a clip.
Sounds
like Lil Nas X.
Okay. Please be my lady.
Playing
I'm starting to love that.
I know, right?
12. Over and Jesus, like Moses and Jesus. You're not in control of my thesis. You already know what I think, but I think pieces. Before you ask, you already told you who you think he is. Don't try to gel my thoughts and think precincts. I can't be controlled with programming presets.
I need to hear the whole thing in context because that kind of sucks.
Well, no, it's hard to hear like quick 10-second clips, but unfortunately, that's all we can give you.
If that's his rap, that sucks.
Ooh.
Listen.
You think that was good?
No.
That was not good.
I heard the whole thing. I like what I heard. It's a 4-minute clip.
You're
just
saying that because it's Jay-Z.
No, I'll call out Jay-Z. If it sucks, it sucks.
Bobby Brown sounds better than that.
I mean, okay.
Well, let's see. That was Jay-Z.
You and me, girl, more than hate.
It's his high note. If he hits it,
please. Please be my lady.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Leroy with sports.
It took extra innings and a wild finish, but the Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. The House voted 156-3 to legalize sports betting here in Massachusetts. Where have you been? Where have you been?
Yesterday, so it's not like it's
that's
you were at the casino yesterday. That's not what you were discussing.
I was there at 2 o'clock.
Wow.
I didn't get home till 1 o'clock this morning.
Good Lord.
What?
See?
No. Dude, you spend way too much time at the casino. Yesterday, she told me.
I mean, really, listen.
Yesterday, she told me, like, what, like, she goes with on average, money-wise. I almost threw up. It made my stomach feel funny.
Wait, no. No.
Yes,
you didn't hear
yes.
what I said.
I heard what you said. I heard what you said. And I literally...
Can't backpedal now.
No. I say, a lot of times I go with nothing. Yesterday I went with nothing.
No, yeah, but the times you go with something, you go to lose.
Wait, so Leroy, do you know... I'm
change the subject.
What does this mean now? I know it doesn't mean it's passed already.
Yeah,
I
just, it's just one step closer. Yeah.
So do we know, like, a time frame? No.
Melissa... Use that beat up computer and look it up.
Actually, it's a brand new rebuilt computer, but I can't figure out how to use it.
Anyways, LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to earn $1
billion
while still playing.
That's huge.
Past cornerback Stephon Gilmore, who has been going back and forth with the team about his contract, finally reported to training camp yesterday. And the NFL announced a new policy threatening forfeits and the loss of game checks if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes an unresolved disruption in the regular season schedule.
So break this down for me like I'm a five-year-old. Let's say when the Patriots are supposed to play Tampa, right?
Yep.
Somebody on Tampa has COVID.
Yep.
The game's just not going to happen?
If they weren't vaccinated.
Yes.
The game's just not going to happen?
If it causes a disruption, yeah. And they'll lose a game check.
The game just so we won't see Tom Brady versus the Patriots.
Nope.
Yeah.
Who agreed to that?
Hey, both sides. So
Players Association.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And as expected, not everybody is on board, including wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who tweeted about how the new policy has him questioning the future of his career. He later took it down, but a lot of people are feeling that way. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Couple of the Patriots are pissed off about it, too.
Yeah. Sox Yankees at 7:10, and the Olympic opening ceremony is about to happen soon in real time, but it will air tonight at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. So this year marks the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, and former flight attendant Polly Veneto is planning a special way to honor the flight attendants on board the hijacked planes. Polly will be pushing a beverage cart from Logan Airport in Boston to Ground Zero in New York. So for 2 months before 9/11, he had worked on Flight 175 with some of the victims, and that day started an almost 15-year battle with opiate addiction for him.
Wow.
But on September 11th, he'll be 6 years sober and will be using the journey to raise money for the victims' families and their foundations, and also to collect donations for those struggling with addiction. All right, sending good news and feel-good stories to your inbox every Sunday morning with my It's All Good newsletter. You can subscribe right now at hot969boston.com/good. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.